Big holiday celebrations don't come cheap. In New York, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. President Trump says the 4th of July celebration, Salute to America, in Washington today is, quote, looking to be really big. It's also looking to be really expensive. The tanks brought in, those flyovers of military planes the president ordered, and even his presence at the celebrations all add to the expense. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Ginzer explains.
The Trump administration won't reveal the price tag for today's festivities, but it can cost more than $10,000 an hour to fly just one of the Blue Angels jets. Then there's the tab for moving tanks. The Park Service will reportedly divert around $2.5 million to cover part of today's costs. Former National Park Service Superintendent Phil Francis says the parks need that money.
Many parks are down to very low levels of spending, can't provide the services that they have in the past.
Washington, D.C. typically spends a few million dollars on July 4th, says Councilwoman Anita Bonds. But this year, with President Trump and expected demonstrators, the city will have to pay extra for police.
It's a lot of money, money that can be helpful to persons at the lower end of our economy.
And Bonds says the administration still owes the city around $7 million from the inauguration. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
On the campaign trail, President Trump promised to do away with NAFTA. Technically, we do have a new deal, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, which Congress still has to ratify. Many of the country's farmers feel like they're going to get more money for their products and could get access to new markets. But as Emma Hurt from WABE in Atlanta reports, the southeastern produce industry isn't so sure.
When Brittany Lee and her family first planted a blueberry farm in Florida in 2010, things were pretty great.
There was 3 weeks of the year where the only fresh blueberries in the world came from Florida.
Back in 2007, Mexico exported about 1 million pounds of blueberries to the U.S. In 2017, it was nearly 50 million, and those berries sell for a lot less in the same season. Lee says she breaks even selling her berries for $3.50 a pound. This year, cheaper Mexican imports dragged her prices down to around $2. That's the status quo under NAFTA she and others hoped USMCA would fix, but it doesn't. And she says the current situation is not sustainable.
It's a gut-wrenching feeling, to be honest. There's nothing that can be done. It's depressing. It's a very difficult emotional time.
She's already seen farms shut down, and fruit and vegetable growers across the Southeast face similar problems. Since their harvests are more labor-intensive than other highly automated ones like soy and wheat, Mexico's cheaper labor market makes for big price differences. Charles Hall runs the Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association. He says if trends continue,
within 5 to 8 years, our industry will be decimated. Georgia will lose about $1 billion of economic value, and we'll lose about 8,000 jobs.
But it's not a new issue. Mexican production has just skyrocketed recently thanks to government subsidies. David Gantz is a trade expert at Rice University's Baker Institute.
It's been a competitive problem even before NAFTA, and NAFTA really didn't change it, and USMCA doesn't do anything.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says the U.S. did try to add a provision to make it easier for growers to challenge seasonal imports, but Mexico refused.
When I asked for a lot of things for Christmas when I was a child, I got some things, but I didn't get everything I wanted. And that's the way trade negotiations are.
Perdue, the former governor of Georgia, says he hopes the growers won't, quote, torpedo the USMCA. And he says he's looking for a solution for them outside the agreement, like legislation. In Atlanta, I'm Emma Hurt for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. U.S. markets are closed for the July 4th holiday. The FTSE in London and the DAX in Germany are basically flat. The Nikkei in Japan closed up 0.3%. Spanish-language broadcaster Univision says it's looking into a possible sale to make its private equity owners happy. The company says it's hoping to attract interest from large media companies looking to add Spanish-language programming. In 2017, Univision turned down an offer that valued the company at between $13.5 and $15 billion.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
New episodes of the Netflix series Stranger Things dropped in the wee hours of the morning today. Fans have been waiting for more than a year for the retro sci-fi hit to return to the small screen for its third season, and product tie-ins aimed at superfans have been everywhere in recent months. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on what's behind the unconventional marketing push.
Cue the 80s synth and bring on the merch, including a line of clothing at H&M, retro Levi's dad jeans, and a traveling fair with carnival games, and a Baskin-Robbins truck disguised as the ice cream parlor from the show.
It got me 100% more excited.
Superfan Tanner Costa attended last weekend in California and posted about it on Twitter. These kinds of subtle, immersive campaigns are very effective, says Barbara Kahn, a marketing professor at the Wharton School.
People enjoy it. I think you're in on the story. You're in on the joke.
Synergy between Hollywood and brands predates social media, says Jason E. Squire, who teaches film at USC. The classic example? E.T., a film that clearly inspired Stranger Things and famously featured Reese's Pieces after M&M declined.
What a mistake that turned out to be. The sales of Reese's Pieces skyrocketed.
Even a forgotten product from the 80s is getting new life from Stranger Things. Coca-Cola has reissued cans of the failed New Coke featured on the show. Maybe it'll have more luck the second time around. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
As you're getting ready to cook up those burgers and hot dogs today, if you had to get a grill to do it, you probably paid a little bit more this year. And yes, you guessed it, it's because of the U.S.-China trade war. Higher cost for metals and components. But it's not all bad news. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says a pound of ground beef is down 10 cents from last year. Steaks are even cheaper, so maybe you can sub in a ribeye for hot dogs this year. I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.